All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no items of other business, of old business this evening, so we will have reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. My name is Jim Griffin, and I'm sitting in for Vince Robertson, who is typically counsel to the commission, but he is on vacation tonight. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the meeting to view the deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, the proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone who is here should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion with no applause or other disruptive behavior. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone, an iPad, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director, Mr. Lank, who's at my far right, will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that have been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission. The applicant may present relevant exhibits and testimony in support of their application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant has concluded their presentation, the commission will invite the public to make comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized or identified group, we ask that that person identify themselves and say who they're speaking for and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, first come down to the podium, identify yourself by your name and your place of residence before making your statements. We ask that you be concise and avoid repetition. The commission has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience and has the authority to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The county in its land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within those protected classes will not be considered by the county in its deliberations. There's no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant or of supporters or of opponents. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the chairman will direct the question to the appropriate person if he believes it's relevant and necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant after the members of the public have spoken unless permitted by the commission. Individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak. So if you come forward, make sure you say what you're going to say and avoid saying matters or mentioning matters that somebody else has already covered, because once it's been heard, it doesn't have any more impact if you say it 5 or 10 more times. Thank you very much.
All right, sir, we thank you.